Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Bihari Kanja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarada Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Yasodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yasodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yasodanandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astataro Sri Srimad's Divine Grace Shila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai. ISKCON founder, BBT founder, Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai. Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shila Vyasadev Ki Jai. Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Bhakti Vedanta Purports Ki Jai. Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, text number 15. Evam Dvija Agriya Anumata Anuvritta Dharma Pradano Anyatamo Avistasya Rashvena Kalena Grihopayatan Rastasi Siddhan Anurakta Lokam Evam Dijagriyanu Matanuvritta Dharma Pradanon Yatamo Vitasya Rashvena Kalena Griyopayatan Drastasi Siddhan Anurakta Lokah Maharaj. Matajis. Word for word. Evam, thus, Dvija, of the Brahmanas, Agriya, by the foremost, Anumata, approved, Anuvritta, received by disciplic succession, dharma, religious principles, pradhanaha. He whose chief interest is anyatamaha, unattached, avita, the protector, asya, of the earth, rashvena, short, kalena, in time, griha, to your home, upayatan, having come personally, drastasi, you will see, siddhan, perfected personalities, anurakta lokaha, being loved by the citizens. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Vishnu continued, my dear King Prithu, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahmana authorities, as they are received by the disciplic succession, by hearing from master to disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and will love you. And very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara. Purport. Lord Vishnu advised King Prithu that everyone should follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Then in whatever capacity one remains within this material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. In this age, however, since the system of Varnashram Dharma is topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. The only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop a Krishna consciousness. As Varnashram Dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna conscious principles can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. There is a specific purpose in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dvijargyas, the most prominent Brahmanas, like Parasara and Manu. These great sages have already given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varna Ashram Dharma. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. It is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the acharyas in the parampara system, who have received the knowledge as passed down from spiritual master to disciple. In this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our positions. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, therefore, that one does not have to change his position. One simply has to hear from the perfect source. This is called parampara, and follow the principles for practical application in life. Thus one can attain the highest perfection of life, liberation, and go back home, back to Godhead. In other words, the change required is a change in consciousness, not in the body. Unfortunately, in this fallen age, people are concerned with the body, not with the soul. They have invented so many isms pertaining to the body only, not to the soul. In the modern age of democracy, there are so many government representatives voting for legislation. Every day they bring out a new law, but because these laws are only mental concoctions manufactured by inexperienced conditioned souls, they cannot give relief to human society. Formerly, although the kings were autocrats, they strictly followed the principles laid down by great sages and saintly persons. There were no mistakes in ruling over the country, and everything went perfectly. The citizens were completely pious, the king levied taxes legitimately, and therefore the situation was very happy. At the present moment, the so-called executive heads are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interests. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and rascals in the strict sense of the terms, and the people in general are Sudras. This combination of fools and rascals and Sudras cannot bring about peace and prosperity in this world. Therefore, we find periodic upheavals in society in the forms of battles, communal rights, and fratricidal quarrels. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead the people towards liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to the Shastras never becomes successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A wonderful topic. Varna Ashram Dharma, or Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma, or the basic standard of pure devotional service. In August of 1977, Srila Prabhupada arrived at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, being his last visit into the Western world, and to come back to Vrindavan to, in effect, wind up his manifest pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada also had a desire to, from England, he had a desire to also go to Gita Nagari in Pennsylvania in that same visit. Like that. So he was asking Tamal Krishna Goswami So what is the news about my renewal for my residency, U.S. residency, because it was expired, like that. So then eventually Balavantu Prabhu, he personally went to Washington, D.C. itself. And he said, there is good news, they will renew your expired residency. Please come to Gitanagari in Pennsylvania. So then when Tamalakrishna Goswami gave Srila Prabhupada the message, although Srila Prabhupada's body was so frail and it was being massaged by Upendra Prabhu, instantly when Srila Prabhupada got the message that the American government was so kind to him, tears swelled in his eyes. And he said that, although I have no designation that this is my country, still America has been so good to me by giving me money, giving me men, and giving me facility in a free way. Like that. And because they have given me so much facility, I cannot forget my obligation to them. I am deeply obliged, so therefore I should go. Like that. And not only I want to go, I want to make them very happy, the American people, and through them the whole world. This is in August of 1977, barely months before winding up his pastimes. So yeah, in effect, Srila Prabhupada looked forward to traveling to America one last time, if not, maybe not one last time at that time. See. So then Srila Prabhupada said, I also want to live a little longer, as we heard from all the Vyasa Puja, at least the Disappearance Day talks that devotees are saying, a little longer to execute the mission. And Tamalakrishna Goswami asked him, why? Why do you want to live a little longer? We want you to live, but there must be some reason. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, to make everything perfect for all of you. So then Tamalakrishna Goswami asked, will you do this by enthusing the devotees, by staying with them? Or is there like a specific program that you have in your consciousness when you go to America from England, like that? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, a specific program. I want to introduce Varna Ashram Dharma. And he said, especially at our Pennsylvania farm, Gitanagari, the biggest problem of life is solved. Food. Like that. Although we may have verses, Atapum said to Chashrestha, Varna Ashrama Vibhagasaha Swanotistasya Dharmasya Sam Siddhi Hari Toshanam. That although the conclusion is that the highest perfection that one can achieve to Varna and Ashram Dharma, that means following one's prescribed duties, in one's own occupation, according to the divisions and ashrams and orders of life, is samsiddhi hari toshanam, is to please Krishna. That is there, is to please Krishna. But here, Srila Prabhupada is making a point that at our Pennsylvania farm, the biggest problem of food is solved. Because you need food, clothing, and shelter. But clothing, you know, we can wear rags. There's no issue. And shelter, there's so many trees and so forth. But food is extreme. You may not have clothing and not have shelter, but food is a basic essential thing. Like that. So therefore we need food, and also God needs us to feed Him. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada used to say that Mother Yasoda was feeling that if I do not feed this boy, he will die. So then Srila Prabhupada commented, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Eko Bahonam Vedatti Kama, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is maintaining everyone. He's the Supreme Living Entity and He's maintaining everyone by giving them food. And Srila Prabhupada used to give the example, even the elephants in Africa, they are not praying to God, our Father, give us our daily bread, but they get their one ton of grass to eat. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is the sublime feature of attachment to Krishna. That we should feel that if we do not feed Krishna, He will not be there. In a sense, Mother Yasoda feels die, but for us, He will not be there for us to serve Him, to feed Him. Like that. See? So yeah, the entire Varna Ashram Dharma society is actually meant, Srila Prabhupada said, for some extent of tapasya, relative to the nature of an individual. Relative for the nature of an individual. Without tapasya, Srila Prabhupada said, nobody in the human form of life can become free from the miserable nature of material existence. And Srila Prabhupada actually used the word to be liberated in that sense, like that. And the principal feature of tapasya is not too much. The principal feature of tapasya for the brahmanas is a simplicity. And not only for the brahmanas is simplicity, but Srila Prabhupada said every member of every varna and every ashram should be very simple. Like, very simple. To give you a practical example, how to follow the Guru Parampara, like that. We have wonderful DVDs by Yadubara Prabhu. Of course, originally it was an ITV, a lot of them with Nishingananda Prabhu. And I have carefully looked at these DVDs following Srila Prabhupada. And we have seen in those DVDs that a few scenes are there, or maybe almost none, where you have a bead bag that has anything on it. Well, nowadays, people give gifts to others with Radha, Krishna. It gets quite dirty. Quite dirty. And you see people holding the bead bag, and it's like below their waist. And I do a Navamrita program and I took out photos and I showed them where's Radha and Krishna. Practically, where you have to pass. Like that. So I've seen these DVDs and there's no such thing. Life is simple. Simple feedback. And we know our shops in Vrindavan have made billions of rupees just on printed bead bags. What speak of the t-shirts? You have to go into a washroom or bathroom with Jagannath. It's very simple to follow the parampara. Krishna consciousness is not really fashionable. It is actually simple living and high thinking. And not the other way around, as one devotee said, simple living and high thinking. Not high living and simply other thing. It's extremely important because as the disciples of Prabhupada are leaving us, we have to carry this legacy more and more forward in a wonderful way. So we can speak so much about Varna Ashram Dharma, but Prabhupada said simple. The simplicity is the most important thing. which is the beginning stages of Varnashram Dharma. It's not to find fault with anybody, but you know, we have to take the movement forward. I'm a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and we have to take the proper legacy forward based on how Srila Prabhupada used to do things when he was here, and based on those who want to execute that forward and follow the example. Now, there is an absolute need for Varnashram Dharma. The system of Varnashram Dharma religiosity sets aside a part of one's life completely for the purpose of self-realization and attaining freedom from the entanglements of the miserable nature of material existence. And Srila Prabhupada sometimes used to say that to actually stick to family life towards the end of one's life is actually the grossest type of degradation. And therefore there is an absolute need, Srila Prabhupada says, for the Viduras to educate the Dhritarashtras-like people. There's an absolute need for that. He uses that. He said, even at the present moment. Like that. Now that absolute need requires some support system. It's not that we preach that this is an absolute need, but we do not give a support system on the basis of education and training. I'm an ambassador for education and training. It's my main service. I like that. So therefore, the training should be there, gradually, within the Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma. And when one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, why Varna Ashram Dharma? Srila Prabhupada said, Varna Ashram Dharma is non-different from Sanatana Dharma. It's non-different. It's there in a purport in Srimad Bhagavatam also. He said it and also he put it in his purport. Now, it is extremely important that the Krishna consciousness movement has begun to convince the general mass of people to adopt the best process by which they can satisfy and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the disciplic succession. Like that. Now, in the 64 items of devotional service and nectar of devotion, there's no mention of a Grihastha Ashram as one of the 64 items of devotional service. Like that. So how does this tie in with Varna Ashram Dharma? For that matter, in the end I will conclude with Daivi Varna Ashram. How does it tie in? The first principle of devotion, the first principle of the basic standard, not substandard. The first principle of the basic standard of pure devotional service is Guru Parashraya, is to approach a bona fide spiritual master, accept initiation, render service and inquire. Like that. So within that aspect of surrender to the spiritual master, Guru Parashraya, that spiritual master will situate one within Varna Ashram Dharma to make spiritual progress. So it is implicit. It is implicit in that. Although it's not one of the principal angas or limbs of the basic standard of pure devotional service, but to come to the basic standard of pure devotional service to purification, the spiritual master may situate the disciple in a particular varna and a particular ashram for that purpose, to get purified to come to the basic standard of pure devotional service. Now Srila Prabhupada also used to say that the Krishna consciousness movement is establishing many farm communities, and he said especially in America, to show people to be happy and content with the minimum necessities of life and to save time for self-realization in relationship to God realization. And then they asked Srila Prabhupada, what is that to save time? He said, so that they can get time to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, as well as in the text itself, that, Maharaj Prithu should make his citizens happy and protect them on all levels. So the citizens should be given facilities for peaceful life, but this is according to the appropriate attributes and qualities according to the guna and karma. Chaturvana, Maya Shrisam, Guna Karma, according to the Guna and Karma. For example, simple, one person can eat 3 chapatis and is satisfied. Another person has to eat 15 chapatis and be satisfied. So it's not the same for everyone, it's deeply individual. So Srila Prabhupada said, according to the appropriate attributes and qualities, the citizens have to be given particular facilities so that there'll be peaceful. So there's no question of happiness if there's no peace in that sense. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, Varna ashram gunan vitaha. This requires that. It requires that. Where the citizens are trained strictly according to their nature to get purified of their nature and come to the basic standard of devotional service. Of pure devotional service. Like that. Now Srila Prabhupada also said that there is evidence that Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma is natural and it has been current since 5,000 years ago. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example that Mother Yasoda was a simple Vaishya girl. Simple Vaishya girl. Like that. So there is Varna Ashram Dharma within Krishna Leela, and there is Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma to come to that Varna Ashram Dharma within Krishna Leela. That is also there, like that. And that famous analogy Prabhupada used to give of the 4 divisions, the brain division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. And by nature's way, these 4 divisions are existing in the social body and they depend and they interdependent on each other. Not that one can be separate from the other. Now, we see in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness that there is some emphasis to the extent of the Brahmacharya Ashram and emphasis on the Grihastha Ashram and Sannyas Ashram. But there needs to be much more emphasis on the Vanaprastha Ashram for the life of simplicity from the Grihastha Ashram. And most of our members in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are in the Grihastha Ashram to come to the point of Vanaprastha. One time, Achyutananda Swami then asked Srila Prabhupada a question. Is it necessary that a person has to pass through Brahmachari Grihastha and Vanaprastha and then come to a sannyas? Prabhupada didn't actually answer his question, but he gave another answer like that. Prabhupada said, for the Brahmana, he can go to, Brahmachari Grihastha, Vanaprastha and take sannyas. For the Kshatriya, he can go up to the stage of Brahmachari Grihastha and then Vanaprastha. That's all. For the Vaishya, Brahmachari and Grihastha. And for the Sudra, only Grihastha. There's no training for them even for Brahmacharya Ashram. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is normal. This is quite normal within Varna Ashram Dharma. And he also said that if one takes the Krishna consciousness, although one may be above the rules and regulations of Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma, and that above the rules of rules and regulations is that there is an interrelationship between the Varnas and the Ashrams, and that interrelationship is basically no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit activity, and to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Japa daily. He said that is the interrelationship. Everyone does the same thing on the basic standard of pure devotional service. Although we have different natures and we have to work with it in that sense. Then, in one particular purport, Srila Prabhupada says that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, 17th chapter, text number 5, that the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas are called a Dvija, twice born. For these classes of men, there is one birth by a parental conjugation, and there is another birth of, Prabhupada says, there's another birth of cultural rejuvenation. In other words, it's famous, you know, Prabhupada said, only by a, what is cultural, it's famous in Bhagavatam. Anyone remembers? Only by the cultural presentation. A cultural presentation, it will affect like a change in the, it will affect a revolution in the impious lives of the people. Like that. So yeah, Prabhupada says it's a cultural rejuvenation. Like that. We may know the philosophy. We may know how to follow the four regulative principles. We may know how to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, try to chant attentively. But we may not know the culture of Krishna consciousness. So he said, the actual initiation for Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas through the bona fide spiritual master is for a cultural rejuvenation. Cultural rejuvenation by the bona fide acharya or spiritual master. Now what does this mean? It means generally there is a type of understanding to some extent, which may not be fully understood at the same time. That if somebody is wearing a Brahman thread, or for that matter for the ladies, if they are chanting Gayatri mantras, like that, it's not necessarily that they are Brahmanas. It's not necessarily that one is a Brahmana who's got second initiation. That person may have a predominance in one's guna and karma to be a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. Like that, to be a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. So it's not, although they can be second initiated, so it's not necessarily a Brahmana. So sometimes it is sort of understood that anyone who wears a Brahman thread is a Brahmana. The answer is an emphatic no, according to Jaivi Varna Ashram Dharma. We have seen that. We have seen that. So therefore, it is of paramount importance that the actual Brahmanas are followed by the Kshatriyas who are second initiated and by the Vaishyas. And by the Vaishyas. So therefore, there is spiritual leadership, Brahmanas. There is administration and management leadership, the Kshatriyas, who are also second initiated. And there is wealth leadership, the Vaishyas, who are also second initiated. But if somebody has wealth leadership and is telling the Brahmanas what to do, thinking that I am having a Brahman and I am Brahmana, that's when it gets topsy-turvy. So therefore we should be careful in our movement that those who are wealthy do not lead spiritually, although they are spiritual by nature. Like that. Or those who are administrators and managers, they do not lead spiritually, although their predominance is in that service. It's actually the Brahmanas has to lead like that. So there's a difference between being second initiated and not being a Brahman, but being a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. So that's also there, like that. Now, how can Varna Ashram Dharma be Daivihi, a transcendental for the devotee? For the devotee, like that. I'll just give one example. Srila Prabhupada was approached by one disciple. And the disciple told Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I'm in Maya." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Don't talk nonsense. You're always in Maya." So now there's a lesson to be learned here. That those who are in the material world who are not practicing Krishna consciousness, and in the innocence of the ignorance do not know the value of Krishna consciousness, they do not know that they are in Maya. Like that. But when you come to Krishna consciousness within the aspect of sadhana bhakti, a devotional service and practice, then you realize that you're always in Maya. That means you are making spiritual advancement at a rapid rate. When you realize that I am always in Maya, you can differentiate. Yes, this is me. Patita bhavana hetu tava avatar mo samo patita prabhu na paibe ar. If Narottam Das Thakur can tell us that this is how he feels. This is how he feels. Like that. Because we are always in Maya. We are either, you know, predominantly under Mahamaya, the material energy, influenced by the material energy, or we are transitioning from Mahamaya to be influenced by Yogamaya. We're always under influence. And that personality who's completely under Yoga Maya in devotional service, that personality who's completely in Yoga Maya in devotional service does not know that one is in Yoga Maya. If he knows or she knows that one is in Yoga Maya in Krishna consciousness, then that means that is Gyan, that is knowledge. So knowledge has no place in deep love for Krishna. In prema, knowledge has no place. Like that. So therefore, Daivi Varnashram Dharma indicates that it can extricate one from Mahamaya and situate one completely under the influence of Yogamaya. That's about it. See? So therefore, that's one example. The other example given by Srila Prabhupada in the introduction to our Bhagavad Gita, and he says the Acharyas give a wonderful example on a practical level in terms of Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma. At the same time, one is involved in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said that a married woman is attached to a man other than a husband. And that attachment is super strong, always thinking of her lover, like that. And when the wife is always thinking of her lover, when to meet him, this and that, and externally she is executing a prescribed duties in Grihastha Ashram, doing the household work perfectly, precisely, so that the husband does not suspect that she has a lover somewhere else. Like that. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada said, we should always remember the Supreme Lover, Krishna. At the same time, perform our prescribed duties in the different ashrams nicely and simultaneously, not disturbing others. Like that. So here, a strong sense of love is required. A strong sense of love is required. If we have a strong sense of love for Krishna, then we can discharge our duties and simultaneously remember him internally. Just like the wife is remembering a lover internally, but externally is perfectly executing a process of devotional service within a Varnashram Dharma. Prabhupada gives this amazing example from the Acharyas. And then Prabhupada goes on to add, and this is what Arjuna did as the perfect disciple. This is what Arjuna did. That Arjuna was always thinking of Krishna. He was a constant companion of Krishna. At the same time, he was a warrior, Kshatriya. But then, Krishna does not advise him to give up fighting and go to the forest, which he wanted to do. So Krishna says, you execute your duty in consciousness of me. So that is Daivi Varnashram Dharma. To perform practical devotional service and internally become purified to always remember that supreme lover, Krishna. And Prabhupada gives another wonderful example like that. That a man, he goes to work in an office. But he's executing his duties at the office so nicely, externally, so to speak, as a duty. But at the same time, he's always thinking of his son who is very ill at home. Always thinking of his son. Out of natural affection, the father is thinking, oh, how is this boy? I am at work. But still he's executing his duties at work. So therefore it is extremely important that each person is deeply individual according to the guna and karma, and it requires the expert spiritual master to situate them in a way within varna and ashram so that they can make spiritual advancement on the basis of coming to the stage of the basic standard of pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a very nice class. Maharaj, I have also read this.
What's your name?
My name is Shubhakrishna Das. Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj, as you mentioned in this last part of the lecture, that there should be a deep sense of love for Krishna, so that we can simultaneously remember him and do our prescribed duties. So in the stages of devotional service, when we don't have that sense of love, how can we apply in the beginning of devotional service? When we don't have that sense of love, it's quite practical that I become more involved in the prescribed duties and forget that remembering Krishna was like that. How to do that?
I shall request His Holiness Kirat Swami to answer the question. Please. I didn't know he was serious. I was completely ignorant. Please forgive me. I only saw him now when I...
Hare Krishna. Can you repeat the question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It is told in the lecture that to simultaneously love Krishna and do our prescribed duties nicely, there has to be a sense of love for Krishna. But in the beginning stages of devotional service, there is not so much sense of love for Krishna. And there is more a tendency to become completely absorbed in doing our prescribed duties, many times in a fruitive manner. So how to execute this instruction of doing our prescribed duties and simultaneously loving Krishna? Or remembering Krishna.
Devotional service begins with faith, Shraddha. And Shraddha is a preliminary stage of prema. That progression of Shraddha to prema, it's basically the same item, bhakti. It's just from sadhana bhakti to prema bhakti. So beginning with Shraddha, there's some sense of love, a preliminary sense of love. That said, when we engage in our duties according to Varnashram Dharma, we might forget Krishna, and therefore we require strong sadhana, morning and evening. That will help us remember Krishna during the day. And in particular, the chanting of 16 rounds. The basic principle of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And all the other positive injunctions and prohibitions are servants of the two, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And Srila Prabhupada, commenting on this verse, says that in order to always remember Krishna and not forget him, the devotee must chant the prescribed number of minimum rounds, 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as far as the work itself, if you offer the fruit of the work to Krishna, then naturally you'll think of Krishna. I mean, if you're working for your parents, then while you're working, you'll be thinking, oh, I'll give this money to my parents, and they'll be so happy, or my wife, or whoever. So you're thinking of them because you're working for them. But if you work for Krishna, you keep the minimum you need to keep the body and soul together, but basically you're doing it for Krishna, then while you're working, you will think of Krishna. And that's the basic idea, to think that you're doing it for Krishna and actually be doing it for Krishna, keeping what you need to keep your body and soul together so you can serve Krishna, and whatever extra there is, use in the service of Krishna for the worship of the deity or the distribution of books or the service of the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I don't think we have time. Janardhan? So Janardhan Prabhu says we can take one more question.
My name is Ramabhadran.
Rambhadra.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I had a question about under the Vanaprastha system, in the Kali Yuga, taking sannyasi is not recommended. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, in order to gain respect from the people with whom he was dealing with. Now, how far does this apply in today's condition?
I shall request His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami to answer the question. Maharaj, please. There's so many seniors here. So.
The last part was, how does it apply in ISKCON? Or how does it apply? Otherwise, you said that he took... Yeah, the last part of the question. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, externally speaking, so that people would give him respect. Internally speaking, he took sannyas so that he could be fully and totally free from everything else, so that he could dedicate himself only to where is Krishna, looking for Krishna. Actually, right after he took sannyas, his first activity, his first desire, let me go find Krishna in Vrindavan. That was his first desire. Then on the way he changed and he came to Jagannath Puri. But so his real internal reason is to show us that, of course, one may or may not take sannyas, but the purpose of one's life is simply to search out Krishna. And everything else becomes secondary. So Srila Prabhupada said, as far as the rest of us are concerned, we take sannyas for preaching, which is the same purpose, dedicating oneself exclusively to serving Krishna and teaching others how to serve Krishna. So it's all related to preaching and it's all related to fully surrendering to Krishna. So as Maharaj is explaining, this is how the Varnashram system is reactivated, so to speak, by the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The immediate followers, they were so absorbed in consciousness that they remained as Babaji's and just Goswamis in the sense of total dedication 24 hours a day, internally and externally speaking. Is that all right? It's not recommended in the sense of an external Varnashram system. But for preaching, because by preaching we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, many things are not recommended in Kali Yuga. But for preaching and for obtaining the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept those things.
There are also other reasons. Just to compliment His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami's wonderful explanation is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas to purify the Mayavadis. It's sort of purify the Mayavadis in that sense, to come to devotional service. Only a very powerful person can do that. Krishna himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other reason is that sort of in one sense Mayavad sannyas is not recommended. But Vaishnava sannyas is highly recommended. Because a sannyasi in the Gaudiya line, Vaishnav line, he does not give up family life. The Mayavadis give up everything. Everything that is material they have to give up to take that so-called sannyas. But a Vaishnav sannyasi, he does not give up family life. He makes the whole world his family. So therefore you should take sannyas and make the whole world your family, not your immediate family, whole world, in Krishna consciousness. Travel and preach and adopt children on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and bring them into the, as Prabhupada said, into the Achyuta Gotra, into the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Achyuta. One who will never fail you and one who will never fall. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta kodi Vaishnav vrinda ki jai. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna. During the Guru Puja time, the leader of the Kirtan lost his very nice chatter. So the very nice devotee who found it, Haribo, just one second, Harmonium Wala. That very nice devotee who took the very nice chatter of the very nice devotee who's leading the Kirtan, please give it back. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.